Father, what a glorious day again to be able to live in your light and to walk with you in fellowship in the light and to celebrate life in you. And every day for us is a spring day because we're in you, we're in the fullness of your life. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for making it so real to us and imparting the very life of God into us and working that life within us and us experiencing that life. So today we want to just thank you for these things, Father. And as we continue just to look at what you're wanting to share, again, it's so real that you are leaning forward this morning, releasing grace. So we receive grace from you, Father, through your Son Jesus, the fullness of grace and the fullness of truth we receive. And we want to thank you, Father, for that. But not only for ourselves, Father, for our nation and the nations. Father, because through your Son you have released the grace, and we ask by your Holy Spirit that the wells of salvation will be opened all over the nations, and that there will be, just by your Holy Spirit, drawing people to Jesus, that your family, Father, us as your children, will be awakened, we will respond to your calling, we will be involved with walking in step with your Holy Spirit, to be involved in just touching lives, involved in the restoration of all things, in the reconciliation of all things through Jesus. So thank you today as we celebrate life in you, and we give you the praise and glory in the name and through Jesus. Amen. Good. Okay. What we're going to do is we're continuing where we've been for a while now, and I don't know about you, but there's a deep sense, and Rachel, you were also touching it on Tuesday, the army of God, the weapon of God, and we were busy listening and let me just mute there. And so we were busy praying in this area. And I don't know if you also realize, and that's why I've got the background as well, because there's the tide is turning. You know, we are so aware of so much wickedness, unrighteousness, darkness, you know, evil, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that is important for you and I to understand is not to spend all our energy in fighting, being against unrighteousness, being against darkness, but rather be for life, be for righteousness. Otherwise, all our energy is so focused in the reasons why there's this darkness and getting so caught up emotionally into all the evil and wickedness. Rather, let that energy be directed into the ministry of reconciliation. Seeing rather life and being ministers of life, ministers of grace, and use your energy to be active in bringing in light into the areas where there's darkness in over there. And it just changes the way we think and sort of just our focus and our energy and not being so sucked into all the darkness that we see, but rather participate in light because light is more powerful. And we are children of light. And that's what we want to be looking at this morning as we continue just on the theme of standing in grace. Now, in Romans 8 is a credible part of the Word of God over there that really helps us to understand a little bit more of the life of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the law of the Spirit of God that gives life and has set us free from the law of sin and death. And so that's what we are doing. We are learning how to live in the reality of light and of life. And so in that there, Paul writes in Romans 8 concerning sonship by the Spirit, we Abba Father. He continues and he speaks about because of the Holy Spirit within us, we can have the desires of God. We can walk in the ways of God, and we are free from the old nature that was opposing the things of God. And we are privileged because we can participate in having the mind of Christ as believers. And all this is part of the life of the Holy Spirit that's within us, the law of the Spirit of life. And then he continues and he speaks about the sufferings that we go through and so forth. And he speaks about, but even in all of that, we have the Holy Spirit within us that intercedes in our weaknesses. And the Holy Spirit intercedes according to the will of God for our lives. And then he then concludes and he says, but now what shall we say in response to all of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And this is a key scripture for us here as we begin to understand the reality of spiritual warfare, standing in grace and understanding spiritual warfare from that reality of standing in grace. And why this is so important, because as long as you and I are standing in grace, we are strong in the Lord. We are standing in Christ Jesus. We are receiving the benefits of Jesus. If we move out of grace, we're not receiving that. Remember, we fall away from grace, as we saw there in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5 onwards over there. And so that's why it's that continuous walk in faith of receiving what Christ has done on our behalf and continuing with that. And so when Paul writes over there in Romans 8 and verse 31 onwards, what shall we say then in response to all of the things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And he continues, and we see the incredible truth that he shares here concerning the grace of God. Remember, God's grace, it's him, it's his love in action. And that love is being expressed through the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, that you and I can receive by faith. And now, as we receive what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ, and we just simply receive that, we are in this grace and we stay in this grace. And the moment we try into that DIY, do-it-yourself kind of thing to get right with God, to try and become holy in our DIY mode and all that kind of stuff, we've fallen away and we're not receiving the benefits of Christ in dealing with the old Adamic nature and letting the Spirit of life bring about the incredible change that takes place within our lives. So we've been dealing a lot of that for a while. And so I want to just continue a little bit more here in this Romans 8. And he carries on and he says over there, who will separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be stored. So he's not denying the trials and the sufferings that we're going through, but he is saying we are more than conquerors because we have the Spirit of God within us interceding and helping us in our weakness, because we have the law of the Spirit of life within us, because we have God who gave his son and he will not spare anything for us because of his incredible love that the Holy Spirit makes real to you and I, the love of God. And so because of all these things that are taking place, he then says, now in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And he goes on, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither the height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The good news of God, remember Romans chapter 1, verse 1 onwards, the gospel, the good news of God is all about his son. So this love of God, this way that God works and deals with you and I is all through his son, Jesus Christ. And so nothing will separate us from the love of God that is in his son, Christ. And that is why Paul prays that you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will be able to grasp the length, the depth, the height, and the width of the love that Christ has for you and I, that we may be established, that we may be rooted, that we may be grounded in the revelation of how much we are loved. This is crucial in understanding spiritual warfare, to be rooted in this love of God and know that nothing can be against us. We are more than conquerors. Now, our Father is sharing this scripture a bit this morning because he wants us to live in the reality of this truth. He wants to take us deeper into it. He wants us to be established in it more and more and more, and to really experience living in a wicked world, living in a crumbling system. You know, whatever's been shaken is being shaken, and how to live when the systems of this world has been shaken, yet you and I are in a kingdom that's unshakable. And that's why this living in the reality of being loved by God is crucial in living life in today's environment, but living it in a reality of knowing that we are not shaken. We are standing firm, and that's what we're looking at. So in all of that, there again, just to refresh, because one of the joys of looking back in one's life and to see how the Holy Spirit has been leading us, each and every one of us, whether us as an individual or us as the body of Christ in a community, in the towns and the cities that you and I stay in, the body of Christ in your workplace, in your school, all these areas over there, we look back and we can really see how the Holy Spirit is guiding, because God's heart is for all people to be saved. He gave his Son for all of humanity to be saved. And we are in a community. We are in a school. We are in a business. We are in corporate. We are in a town, or wherever we may be, because God loves the people of the communities. And it's through us that the ministry of reconciliation and the message of reconciliation is released so that people can be saved. And so that's why we celebrate being where we are. Our mind is not ground bound to we're in this place, oh, it's a burden. No, because we're in a kingdom. Our mind is bound to the reality that we're in the kingdom of God. He loves the people. And so our heart and our mind is open to be focused on in expressing God's love to touch people's lives. And that changes your day. That changes everything, because it's just a different focus of why we are where we are because of God's love for people. And in this, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. And this is such an important truth, because here we see that a righteousness that we could not achieve in our own self, but it comes from God. And this righteousness we receive by faith. And when you and I receive this righteousness by faith, what takes place? We now have been removed from the reality of unrighteousness, and we are now placed in the reality of righteousness that is in Christ Jesus. And that's crucial to understand the reality of standing in grace, because when you and I are standing in grace, we are standing in this incredible gift of righteousness that God has credited to us, the righteousness of Christ that God has given to you and I, that now belongs to us. That's our standing. And as long as we simply just continue to live by faith in what Christ has done for us, live in that relationship, keep in step with the Holy Spirit, we remain in this realm of grace, and we receive the benefits of salvation. We receive the incredible benefits of the value of Christ's death and resurrection and his glorification. That's the life of the Holy Spirit that you and I participate in. And so this righteousness. That's why when we look at the journey and we see, Father, you have been sharing with us about this righteousness that we simply receive by faith, as Abraham simply believed, nothing more, nothing less. What took place, you imputed righteousness to him, you credited to him, and he was declared righteous. And he was brought into our right standing with you, and he began to live his life in that position of the right standing. That's the grace that we're talking about. And so, yeah, we have you and I in a community, and all around us there's darkness, because Satan is the prince of the world. He controls the systems of the world. Now we have the body of Christ. We are in a kingdom that, you know, the government of Christ has no ending. Very important. We are in a kingdom, and now we find now, because we're in a kingdom of God, we are in right standing with God. Now this gift of righteousness is a powerful reality in dealing with any form of unrighteousness that is existing in a community. This is crucial, because we are not doing warfare from our own sort of concept of righteousness and our own plans and our own methods. Spiritual warfare is us as children of God who are living in light, and we are ministering light. We are walking in light, and we are demonstrating light. Light overcomes darkness, okay? And so this is the reality of you and I being credited righteous. We are now out of the dominion of darkness. We are in the kingdom of light. Can we look at some scriptures now? So in that there, I want to just read a few more scriptures here in Romans chapter 5. Just tying a few dots over here. Remember in Romans chapter 5, through whom we have gained access by faith in this grace in which we now stand. And that's what we've been looking at there. Because of this gift of righteousness, we have been justified through faith, which is simply believed. That's our standing. That's the reality of being in grace, by simply believing and receiving what Christ has done for you and I. Grace flows from that place. Now we also read here in verse 17, for if by the trespass of one man death reigns through that one man, how much more will those who receive abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? And we spent a lot of that there, but just emphasizing the journey, here we see, because of God's grace, because of God's love in action being expressed and communicated to you and I through the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, the good news of God, what took place? We received a gift of righteousness. It's a gift of righteousness. That's why it's grace, something that God has given to you and I when we simply believed. And because of this gift, we reign in life through one man. So no longer does sin reign and death reign in our lives. No, now we have the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life reigning. So righteousness reigns in our life. Eternal life reigns in our life. And that we see over here. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness. And that's important, because this grace of God reigns, it rules through the gift of righteousness, because we simply believe. We stand in righteousness. We stand as we simply believe. We've been, God has credited us righteousness, and because of that, the grace of God reigns through our lives. And we live in that reality of the grace of God reigning. And so it's a huge change over the way we think. And we need to just accept this incredible truth over here. So just as sin reigned in death, that's not our reality anymore. Sin is not our, it's not our ruler anymore. Death is not our ruler anymore. So also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And just again, I want to just emphasize this word eternal life, because most of us, we understand the word eternal by the term of unending. And that's correct. It's the unending. There's no beginning. There's no end. It's eternal. But that's only one aspect of this word of eternal life, because the other aspect of the meaning of this word eternal refers to the particular characteristic and the quality of this life. See, that's what you and I participate in. So we have an unending reality of living in the quality of God's life. That's where you and I are in. That's the eternal life that we're speaking about when Jesus says, for God so loved the world, that whoever believes in him will have everlasting life. This is the life. It's the quality, the characteristic, God's quality of life, God's characteristic, the nature of God's very life that you and I live. There's no ending to that. And we are there already, because by the Holy Spirit within us, and we have been born again into the kingdom of God. And so this life that you and I live in has light to it. You see, remember when in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, this is what God wants to help us understand as his army. Because of the gift of righteousness, because you and I simply believe, we are now being taken out of the dominion of darkness, where darkness ruled, sin and death ruled, and all everything that goes in the realm of darkness. In other words, everything that is not in Christ, because Christ is the light, anything that is not in God, that's the darkness. And you and I lived in darkness. We were participating. We were under the authority. We were in that system. We conducted our lives. Everything was involved. The way we thought, the way we did everything was so controlled and ruled by the authority of darkness. Now, through Christ, we're out of that. We are in the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ. We are in the kingdom of light. And so now, because we have received this life, this eternal life is light. We are now children of light. And it's this light that is the reality of our spiritual warfare in this community. As long as you and I practice and participate in surrendering to darkness, there's no spiritual warfare. There's no authority. We're wasting time. And we can do all the loosing and binding. We can do all of that stuff that was the old way that we were taught how to do it. And we find there's no difference. And that's why if you look at the nations, and with all the spiritual warfare that has been taking place, we don't see any change. And that's quite a statement. We still see wickedness. We still see all that taking place there. And one of the reasons is because the family of God worldwide, we have not yet learned how to walk in light, what it means to be light, how to live in the reality of the righteousness that we have been credited, Christ's righteousness, how to live in his righteousness, how to live in his life, how to live in his light, and how to be involved as children of light, walking in light, because we're not surrendering to unrighteous anymore. We are now slaves to righteousness. And as we are surrendering and we are yielding to righteousness, now we start to shine like crazy. Now we start to be involved in the Great Commission. Now we begin to be involved in setting the captives free, because light, as children of light, it overcomes the darkness. And this is the shift that's taken place in the towns all over. The believers now are beginning to, there's that desire there where darkness covers the world, but rise and shine because my light is shining upon you. And now we're seeing there that because of truth that is being released now by the Holy Spirit. The body of Christ is getting out of religion, out of the duawa righteousness, and now they're receiving the gift and they're experiencing the ministry of the Holy Spirit that's making that righteousness become a reality, living free from the authority of sin and choosing life all the time. And as a result, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, we find that we are more and more reflecting the reality of what it is to be a child of light. And we see that in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's just read this over here. You know, Paul is writing and he says over there, "So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you may no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God." You and I are no longer separated. No, we now, because we've been born again, you and I, we are now participating eternal life. It is the quality of God's life. We are no longer separated from the quality of God's life. We are now in the quality. We're in the characteristic. We're in the nature of this very life of God. There's no darkness in this life of God. There's no sin. It's the purity, the holiness, it's the fullness of love, the fullness of mercy, the fullness of righteousness, the fullness of everything there. You and I, that's the life, the quality of life that you and I now participate in. That's our dwelling. That's where we live. Okay. Now, as we walk with the Holy Spirit, what takes place? Because we simply believe and we now are walking as in step with the Holy Spirit. And he carries on there in verse 20. "So, however, this is not the way of life you learnt. We used to, but no longer. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus." Remember, the fullness of grace and the fullness of truth comes through Jesus. And he is our righteousness. And so we have received what this gift of salvation in Christ Jesus. And it carries on. "You were taught with regard to your former way of life." That's the life that was separated from the life of God. You were taught with that life, because that's no longer us anymore. Remember, when Christ died, we died with him. That life is dealt with. "You're taught with regard to the former way of life to put off the old self." In other words, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires. That's how we used to live. That's the life separated from the very life of the Holy Spirit. "To be made new in the attitude of our minds." So we're renewing our minds. We're accepting the truth. We're now starting to think differently. We have received what Christ has done. We have received the gift of righteousness. We are being fully persuaded with the good news of God, and we are walking in that. What takes place? When we put off the old and we put on the new, we've accepted the fact that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, what takes place? "To be made new in the attitude of mind and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." And this is the reality of the law of the Spirit of life working in you and I, because we're in this realm of grace. There is the inner transformation. We're no longer slaves. Now we are beginning to really live as children of light in a dark world. That's why you'll find tremendous spiritual attacks on your life. That is why, with the moment you and I live in the reality of becoming very conscious that we are children of light and we're walking as children of light because we are yielded to the Holy Spirit, you will face persecution. Jesus said that. There's no escaping of that over there. And you and I, that's why we're going to learn what it means to stand in grace. Because when we're standing in grace, we are standing in the full benefits of Christ Jesus. The value of Christ's victory is where we are standing. Who he is, what he has done. Not only in dealing with Satan, but also dealing with sin. We're standing in that reality, and that's why this grace is so important when it comes to spiritual warfare. We step out of that by just not valuing what Christ has done, just trying to go into the DIY mode again there. We really struggle there when it comes to spiritual warfare and dealing with evil in our communities. But he's teaching us how to simply receive the gift of righteousness, how to stay in grace, how to, as children of light, how to place the armor of light on, and to be able to now live in a community exposing the darkness and letting, just being involved in the ministry of reconciliation with the message of reconciliation, because of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we are now living as children of God. We are living in the reality of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ being made known. And that is why there's a release in the incredible authority and the power of God to touch people's lives and to set them free from this place of grace. And this is the army that is rising up now in our communities. Okay, and so another scripture I wanted to share over here in also in Ephesians chapter 5. Listen, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. And then Paul then describes the fruit of light. And he says, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And this is why, as I shared over there, as children of light, what takes place in a community or in the work or in the school, wherever we may be, as we, as children of light, live in the light, the darkness is exposed in wherever we are. So all of a sudden we'll start to find, just say in our community, the darkness will be exposed. Okay? Remember, we're not going now to try our role is to let light shine into that area of darkness. So darkness is exposed, and that's where God gives strategy. And that is why when we start to participate in one another's grace, some of you, in the prophetic as seers, some of you are sensitive to receiving truth by the Holy Spirit. Some of you get wisdom and understanding from the Holy Spirit. And as we begin to share these things in the community, we start to really begin to see, okay, this is the way to walk. This is how the Holy Spirit is leading us. He's exposing that darkness. Now let the light shine into those areas over there. And that's the warfare that we've entered into. We're children of light shining where the darkness is there, bringing about the victory that light brings. And we're going to see an increase of this taking place all the time over there. Now, another scripture I want to just share, because I've been using this quite a bit over there, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9, Paul is praying and he says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit. Remember the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of light. So all this is the fruit we're speaking about, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience. This is again the ministry of the Holy Spirit as we're praying for one another. And giving joyful thanks to the Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. And again, it's just being made new in the attitude of our mind. So in our thinking now, it's taking our thoughts captive and really beginning to get this established. We are in a kingdom of light. That's our citizenship. We are involved with the ministry of light. You see, and so everything now, it changes our focus. We start to have our mind and our heart set on things above. We start to live in the reality of Romans 8, where our desires now, by the Holy Spirit, we have the desires of the Holy Spirit. Because now we're beginning to establish, have established within us where we are. We are in a kingdom of light. That then helps us to make decisions. When we are faced in being tempted, straight away the Holy Spirit empowering us will make us aware. No, that decision that you and I will make, that's part of the darkness. We're no longer citizens of darkness. We don't belong to darkness. We've been taken out of darkness. We're now in a whole new kingdom, the kingdom of light. So our decision making is based on what brings life and what is light. Okay? This quality of God's life. What's that all about? You and I, spiritual warfare is releasing that. So we are focused to see life being released in communities, life being released in workplaces, life being released in the schools. And that's why it's important now to really pray, you know, in the workplace, in your communities, wherever we may be, is Father, we want the believers to start coming together, believers to walk in light, to live in light, to demonstrate the fruit of light, because we want to see your light overcome the darkness in our workplaces, you know, people that have been captured by Satan, people that are blinded by Satan, but also the works of sin, because sin is darkness. And so remember, Christ came, he not only dealt with Satan, he also dealt with sin. And so the victory, the benefits of Jesus, we walk in grace in what he has done. We're receiving by the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the cross of Christ. And now we are involved as ministers of a new covenant by the Spirit of God. And we're involved in releasing life. And day after day, person after person, we start to see them getting free from being under the control of darkness and then coming into the kingdom of light. Okay, we stay focused in these areas over there. And so that is what we're looking at. And then I just want to share one more scripture over here, or maybe another one. But notice here in Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber. That's the call of the Holy Spirit upon the church right now, to arise, the army of God. Arise as children of light, and to be involved and to be focused with the Great Commission in ministering the Spirit of life to a community. Christ has overcome the enemy, okay? He came to destroy the works of Satan. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Okay, and then he says over there, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Isn't that powerful? Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather clothe yourself. This is when Paul speaks about put on the armor of light, verse 14, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. And that's the call. That's why the gift of righteousness now, because we are clothing ourselves with Christ Jesus. That's why we're living in the reality of standing in grace. We are clothing ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the whole spiritual armor. It's all about that. And that's why I said then in Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 10, and it says over there, be strong in the Lord, be strong in his mighty power. And it carries on about standing in the day of evil. When we understand the reality of standing in grace, we then understand the spiritual armor in Ephesians chapter 6, because now we are standing in all that Christ has done. Be strong in him. We are experiencing his victory over Satan, his victory over sin, and he's commissioned us as his army, as children of light, clothed with the armor of light. You and I are in a community where darkness dwells, and darkness is there, but now that tide is turning. And so my prayer is that as we experience more and more the incredible ministry of the Holy Spirit and helping us to understand the gift of God, the gift of righteousness, the gift of grace, the gospel, the good news, as we grow and establish in that, we will begin to find the truth that because the church, the body of Christ in a community is now arising and living as light, the tide is turning. Darkness is being exposed, and now we've got the power. We've got the power of the cross. We've got the power of the Holy Spirit. The battle belongs to the Lord. We've got the angelic realm, all that is operating and working with us, because it's God's will that none should perish, but all to be saved. And so God will be involved as we walk with him in this air, bringing in the victory of Jesus Christ, manifesting the victory of Jesus Christ in the fullness of that in our communities. The tide has changed. The light of God is now shining in the community. And it's growing and growing. And you and I, we're the army of light. We are the light in the Lord. Our armor is the armor of light. And remember, that life of Jesus is the light to man. So this armor, this light is the life, this eternal life that you and I are in. This eternal life that you are in is light. It's the armor. It's everything in Christ Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Okay. We can go on and on and on, but there's so much here that it'll be great if you would like to just meditate on all of this and ask the Holy Spirit just to open up more and more what this is all about over there. And so that is why in Christ we are a new creation. You know, the old has gone. We're no longer dark. We're no longer under the authority of darkness. Sin doesn't rule, death doesn't rule us, Satan doesn't rule us. No, we are in the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of his son Jesus Christ, where we received what Christ has done, the benefits of his victory, where we could not have done it. We receive what he has done in our place, and now we live by that simple reality of simply believing what Christ has done. We stay in grace, and the Spirit will lead us day after day, guide us into all truth, and we will just yield to the Holy Spirit, keep in step with the Holy Spirit, and he ministers continually the victory of Jesus, the grace of God all the time into our lives over there. And so all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus. We are no longer separated from the eternal life, from the quality of God's life. Now we participate now in God's life. And that's fantastic, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. The good news, the gospel, is always about Jesus, not counting people's sin against him, no condemnation. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation, and we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, and that's what you and I are up to now. Let's go and share the gospel. Let's continue to choose to walk in light. Let's not yield to the darkness. Remember, renew the mind. We're in the kingdom of light. Helps us to make decisions. We will not participate in the darkness over there, because that's not our, we don't stay there. We're in another kingdom, and we live and we move and we have our being in Christ Jesus, in the light, in his life, and we're involved with that. Guys, our communities, as a family of God, as we are rising and stepping and growing in this, our communities will be transformed, because now there's an authority. It's the authority of Christ who has overcome the enemy. Christ came to destroy the works of Satan, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 onwards over there. Now in grace, we're participating in that truth. Christ came to destroy the works of Satan. And now we start to see how people are set free. because we as his family, we're walking in the light, no longer participating in deeds of darkness. So praise God for the Holy Spirit that's working. We are being transformed more and more. The life of the Holy Spirit is enabling us to stay so free from being slaves to sin. And as we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, we do not gratify the desires of the old, the old flesh. We have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is the fruit of righteousness. It is God's quality life. So if you want to understand a bit more of the quality of God's life, look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We live in that. We partake in that. That's the reality of a never-ending quality life of God that you and I in. So God bless that we have communion, that we can just really just thank God for his tremendous gift of his son Jesus. So Father, thank you once again for the tremendous joy of being in your life, participating in the quality of your life. It's never ending. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that it's you that makes that quality real. You are the guarantee of this life. You are the deposit. But you in us, in your fruit, we participate. So what a joy to participate in the divine nature. What a joy it is to participate in your fruit and to have your fruit and our spirit so mingled and one and being expressed from through our soul into the actions. And that what a joy to experience that sin doesn't control us. We are no longer slaves to that. Darkness is no longer our dwelling place. We are in the light. And as children of light, wherever we go, we want to thank you for the armor of light. So that's our protection against all the schemes of Satan. And so thank you that we are becoming aware that we have the armor of light. And that is in you, Jesus, and it's your righteousness, who you are. We're clothing ourselves more and more with the revelation of being in you, hiding in you, and being established in you, and you are our armor. So thank you, Lord, that we can be involved without fear and trembling. We can be involved in just touching the lives of the people in our communities, in the spheres that you've placed us, so that they too can be set free. You are changing our direction. You're changing our hearts. We now are beginning to experience that our desires is lined up to your desires, Jesus, because of the Holy Spirit. And you gave your life for all. So, Father, because you have already sent your Son, Jesus Christ, we come and we bring our communities, our workplaces, wherever we may be, our schools, our families, and we come in the name of Jesus, Father, and we want to thank you as we receive your grace in bringing about salvation into their lives, bringing about deliverance, healing, whatever our people need to be able to experience you, how good you are, but also in our own lives, the power of your Holy Spirit enabling us to continue to be transformed and to be who you've created us to be in your likeness and righteousness and holiness. So thank you, Jesus, by your death and resurrection, we've entered into this incredible eternal life, and we just celebrate this as we eat together your supper, and we give you the praise. So just enjoy having time with God.